The Italian government has issued a controversial emergency decree to wind up two failed regional banks, an operation that could cost the state up to 17 billion euros. The decree provides that the two insolvent banks' good assets only are to be transferred for just 1 euro in the hands of Italy's largest retail bank, Intesa San Paolo, with the Italian state left dealing with bad loans and all risks.
The banks that were rescued by the Italian government at the weekend are Popolare di Vicenza Bank and Veneto Banca, two financial institutions with about 200,000 shareholders altogether, which collapsed after years of mismanagement and poor lending. The frightful damage caused to the banks by the former heads has been provisionally estimated at over 4 billion euros, in addition to the closing of hundreds of branches and over 2,000 layoffs.
On Monday, Prime Minister Paolo Gentiloni defended the government's move, dismissing talk that his executive had presented a gift to bankers with its intervention.
Questo intervento di salvataggio.
The rescue of the banks was not just legitimate, but also dutiful. Our intervention was certainly not for those responsible for the collapse, but for others, 2 million clients, the local small and medium-sized enterprises, the regional economy. Those who talk of gifts to the bankers are just making bad propaganda.
Also failed Monte dei Paschi Bank is being bailed out by the state, and four other smaller banks were wound down in 2015, leaving taxpayers to bear the brunt for the rescue.
This plan is a slap in the face of Italian taxpayers, who will end up paying around 10 billion euros for the rescue of the banks. The Bank of Italy was supposed to monitor the situation. It should also be held accountable. Furthermore, this rescue makes a mockery of Europe's new regulations.
The credibility of the European Central Bank and the EU Commission, whose duty is to supervise Italian banks, is also at stake. The two continental bodies, according to experts, could have applied EU regulations to the case of the two failed Italian banks, imposing losses on senior bond holders and large depositors to avoid Rome adopting national insolvency procedures. Max Civili, Press TV, Rome.